Why are police photographing our license plates?
What are we doing for veterans returning home damaged physically and mentally, suffering from depression, homelessness, and suicide?
Why did the Supreme Court deposit corporate money into our electoral process?
Should we redefine middle class as working poor? Or is it just another Wall Street merger?
What's really behind new voter picture ID laws in certain states?
Why aren't NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox asking these questions?
Hello, everyone. This is Marcello Rolando. I am the Reasonable Voice, and I have some wonderful guests with me today. But first, I want to welcome you to the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio. The mission of the Reasonable Voice and the Reasonable Voices working together on our Blog Talk Radio shows is to connect the dots between politics and finance, need for better education, humanity and world peace, and, of course, the arts, which we then gladly provide our listeners, the voting public, as informative food for thought to provoke their self-determination and appetite for equal opportunity. The Reasonable Voices are advocates prioritizing education, preserving our history, leading by example for a peaceful and prosperous world, and embracing creativity and political unity as solutions to all our challenges. Welcome, please, my guest today, Megan Ogilvy, who is the Chief Operations Officer at Dog Tag Bakery and School, and Justin Ford, who's with her today, has been on the show actually before, is the general manager of Dog Tag Bakery. Megan comes from a very serious New York City business banking background, and Justin, my goodness, there's so much you can say about Justin. Every conversation I have with him, it seems he has moved on to something else. He gets bigger and better, and what it's getting bigger and better for the veterans that he serves. Now, the Dog Tag Bakery serves both the disabled veteran and their spouse. So welcome, Justin and Megan. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Yeah. Well, it's my pleasure. And first of all, I know you've done some big things up in D.C. and you're partnering with some good people. For instance, the students who go through Dog Tag Bakery are certified by Georgetown University, yes?
That's correct. They're attending the same certificate program at Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. And business fundamentals that anyone else would take. We also add a extra entrepreneurship and communications focus to that certificate.
Excellent. And what's Eat for Change?
I think what you're referring to actually is an event we put on here in Georgetown called Georgetown Night. And we partner with various businesses throughout the community, and a portion of their proceeds actually went to our nonprofit. And it was very fortunate. We got to work with, upwards of a dozen businesses here locally and got to build some great partnerships along the way. So it was a good event all the way around.
Fantastic. Megan, help us with understand the mission of the Dog Tag Bakery.
Sure, of course. So we are an established 501c3, and our focus is to work with veterans with service-connected disabilities and spouses in going through a work-study program, an education, and a job opportunity to work in and with a small business. Our real focus is empowerment, and we think our program can steer our veterans with disabilities and spouses, to open up their own small business, to join the private sector, or to even engage back into higher education. So we think going through our program, empowerment for all of those three are achievable.
What made you guys come up with this idea? I mean, it seems, I know it's relatively new, but you're under construction. The building is impressive looking and already. And what was the kernel of the idea, this Dog Tag?
So this came about by our founder, Father Richard Curry.
Uh-huh.
Father Curry had a previous nonprofit back up in New York and actually located in Maine as well. And it was a theater for people with disabilities to go and learn their craft and then get back into the job force.
Uh-huh.
He after 2001, he was in New York with a building there. They had actually a theater in New York City.
Yes.
And he started to work more and more with veterans coming back. And he actually went around with Archdiocese to work on PTSD workshops all over the country. And he even started a Wounded Warrior Writer workshop.
Yes.
And at the time, he was a Jesuit brother. And after working with quite a few veterans returning and them wanting to receive certain sacraments that only a priest could provide.
Yes.
He decided to become a priest at the age of 65.
Wow.
So he was then he was actually relocated back down to Washington, D.C., and with that, he's created Dog Tag Bakery. Up in Maine, at one of the theaters he had in Maine, they actually started a bakery up there as well.
Uh-huh.
Because they had quite a few, just for different holiday events. And he's a baker, like I said. He has Secrets of Jesuit Bread Making,
yes.
Book that's been very successful.
Yes.
And when all the veterans were coming up, they came up with their dogs, and then he also started creating dog treats.
a man for all seasons.
When he realized what a large demographic of military that was in the area,
uh-huh.
and he saw a direct need, and with that, Dog Tag Bakery.
Wow. He and I have a bit in common. I know that after 9/11, he designed, as you said, the Wounded Warriors Writers Program, and that in and of itself is an amazing feat. And of course, doing a National Theater Workshop in New York City, I believe our paths have actually crossed at one point or another, theater being my background, and I lived and worked in D.C. too, I guess, in New York City for a number of years in television and theater.
Oh, really?
So he's not an unknown name to me. I think that's great that he became a priest at 65 and is now in the D.C. area doing all those wonderful things. You also have another partner, if you will, Connie Milston. How does she work and you with her on Dog Tag Bakery?
Sure. We were super fortunate to meet Connie back in April. Connie Milston is a head of Foundation Sweet Success. She's also on the board for Blue Star Families.
Uh-huh.
Is an amazing, amazing philanthropist. She's a businesswoman from New York who's relocated to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and she actually had her own bakery up in Mount Kisco where she worked with disadvantaged women, and it was a for-profit business where all proceeds would go to charities to benefit women.
Mm-hmm.
Her focus also continued to be with women, and then started to work a lot with spouses, military spouses, and then veterans themselves.
Uh-huh.
And when she relocated down here, she decided to close her bakery in Mount Kisco, but she wanted to continue her products down here.
Uh-huh.
When we kind of met, it was a bit of a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
And since then, we've made great strides upon our partnership. So she's a true partner of Dog Tag Bakery. It's Father Curry and Connie Milstein.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we will be producing quite a few products that she featured in her own bakery at Dog Tag as
yes.
well.
Gotcha. Describe some of those products, as you call them, that must be incredibly tasty if we're building this whole outreach for it. Justin, have you tried any of the products?
I have, and I'm fairly certain we have the most tasty bakery products in the entire world. But we're currently still in menu development, but
sure.
We'll certainly have the staple pieces, cookies, brownies, biscottis. We'll have a full coffee bar. We actually are in the process of hiring a head baker right now, which is really exciting.
Yes.
So we'll have quite a few treats for everyone.
And the business rotation, each of your students learns or studies each aspect of the business? Is that part of
sure.
your program? Uh-huh.
So not only do they get a certificate from Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies, they also enter a business rotation at the actual bakery. And what that means is they'll spend a couple of weeks in each major function of a small business, whether it be product development, sales, marketing, administration. And I think that's what makes our program truly unique and different from all the other programs out there. We offer a world-class education from a very esteemed university, but at the same time actually provide that applied training within our own small business. So they actually get to implement what they learn in the classroom.
Excellent. That's, I always, I say that about everything in teaching and education. You prepare. In my case, it was, actually went to Catholic University to study directing in theater,
fantastic.
Yes, it was great, and I feel close to Father Curry's also because of my close relationship with Father Harkey. He was the glowing light during my time. But in any case, I often ended up after all of studying at Peabody and Towson and Catholic University and moving off to New York, I ended up spending a lot of time teaching actors on camera and the kinds of things they hadn't gotten. In other words, they had studied all the information they were supposed to get, but they didn't have the practical knowledge to then get up in front of the camera and do it, or on the stage, or how to market themselves, or, you know, and you know, exactly. So talk to me, how do you, because it sounds like you are preparing your bakers for the real world. Tell us about that.
I think it's a lot more than in bakers. I think the idea is we definitely have an entrepreneurship focus.
Yes.
Whether they want to start their own small business, or the private sector, or continue their education. But, you know, what I think is really special about our program that, again, sets us apart is we're not only providing them a job or a temporary solution, we're providing them the necessary skill set to accomplish their dreams.
Uh-huh.
And whether that is, you know, owning your own family restaurant or whatever the case may be, we're working with them on an individual basis to make sure that they can achieve that.
Fantastic. Thank you, Justin, for broadening my view there. Tell me more about that. So this is as accomplished an idea as it is to bake and learn the business, to bake such marvelous products. There is more to this. There's more to Dog Tag Bakery than that. Can you continue with that train of thought for me?
Like I stated before, we do have an entrepreneurship focus. So the bakery is somewhat of a conduit, whether they want to open a restaurant or whether they want to open their own nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have students that want to do both. We want to provide them the necessary skill sets, so no matter what business or what sector they go into, they understand the basic fundamentals of running a small business.
Fantastic. Go ahead, Megan.
Do you mind if I jump in on that real quick?
Sure.
Okay, and I think another part is that we really, you know, again, Justin has done a really eloquent job of describing. We have a saying here, you know, everyone takes out the trash, and we think that's really integral to running a business.
Yes.
And we feel like with the lessons we've learned, we'll be able to relay that and pass along that knowledge. So when they're in the process of starting their own business upon graduation, you know, they will get the knowledge from our own learning, but we will continue our partnership with them.
Excellent.
And all of the contacts they had while in the program, we will allow access, of course, and support for them after the program. So
wow.
we really value our success on the base of our students' success.
Sure.
So our goal is for their, you know, graduation is to really take the next step forward. And again, we don't want to define it for them, but it's all about empowerment and what that next step would be as long as it's going forward and making a better life for themselves and their families.
That is so tremendous. It's what, as I was saying earlier, it's what a lot of educational programs don't do. It, you know, you graduate and okay, good luck. But you guys, you're with them from the beginning, and then even after the certificate, it's still about okay, we're going out into the world, but you're not sending them out alone. And that,
correct,
I think is so meaningful. You even have a military support committee, yes?
We do, and that's actually one of the first things I started working on when I joined the team. Like we said before, we very much have an individual focus. So our objective is to, you know, to take on any challenges that may be in the way and figure out how to achieve their own goals. And the military support committee is kind of that peer-to-peer professional, you know, support outside the staff here. We have everyone from, you know, a high official at the VA that can help them with any problems they may have with veteran affairs.
Mm.
We have someone that works in graduate school admissions. We have someone at the Pentagon.
Wow.
So everyone on the committee is highly involved with veterans or military families and has a certain skill set that can provide a unique advantage to our students. And they can just pick up the phone and call any of them anytime they want.
Yes, that's fantastic. Again, going back to my father working at the Veterans Administration for many years, I mean, literally 10 years after he retired, he would still get calls and be asked, what do you think about this, Philip? And because,
great.
You know, because he had, I'm not certain, as a kid, I maybe visited his office twice, and once when I was in college, I stopped by and surprised him, and, you know, it was only maybe a half half a dozen people in the office, but he was evidently, if not in charge, close to that, a supervisor or something. These guys sat around all day and studied the congressional record to make certain that Congress was doing the right thing by the veteran. And if they didn't do it, well, then my father passed it up the line and eventually got to the man who went to speak to the president. And I remember asking him once about that, and he says, well, it's wonderful to say that everyone's going to take care of the veteran. He says, my job is to make certain that we keep our word to the veteran. And I never will forget that, you know. So it sounds like you've got people like that in various key positions and agencies. It's just such a, I don't know what other word except beautiful, necessary, really, really passionate. I know you are about that as well. What kind of student are you expecting? Who's going to walk in?
Sure. Well, we've actually already recruited 10 students for our first class, which we're really excited about.
Excellent.
They have a range of specialties while they were serving in the military. Everything from Army Ranger, paratrooper, logistics, communications, from private to sergeant major.
Wow.
So the one thing they have in common is they all have a service-connected disability and the ambition to achieve great things and use our program to do that.
Mm.
Along with our veterans, we also have our spouses. And, until you're actually in the trenches recruiting, you don't truly realize how amazing these spouses are. I mean, so often the spouses are the driving force. They're the one asking, their spouse to join the program, to get motivated, to help them through their transition,
sure.
Through their disability. So, we have some pretty amazing spouses, that are really going to be core in our program.
And I guess these days the spouse isn't necessarily female. It can be male or female, yes?
That's correct.
Yeah.
There are certainly a lot of women that have sacrificed and even died on behalf of their country.
Yes.
So, spouse is a gender-neutral term these days.
Yes, yes. Listen, I want to take a break. It's just been really moving, and it's going to continue to be. When we come back, my guest today again, Megan Ogilvie. She is the Chief Operating Officer at the Dog Tag Bakery School Education Center. I mean, it's so much more. And Justin Ford, who has at least been on Charlottesville this week with me on occasion, he is now the general manager of Dog Tag Bakery, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the actual building and construction, the opening date, the official start date of classes, and then some big fun up in D.C. So don't go away. Stay with us. We'll be right back. To the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio. My guest today, Megan Ogilvie, the Chief Operating Officer of Dog Tag Bakery. With us also is Justin Ford, the General Manager of Dog Tag Bakery. And this is a relatively new project that serves the disabled veteran and spouse. And I just think it was really quite an emotional and moving first half, and we're going to continue talking about this great thing. Justin and Megan are back with me. Some really exciting and relatively recent developments. Tell us, you guys had a big, you were part of a garden brunch at the White House?
It was actually called the White House Correspondents'
Yes.
Brunch. So the garden brunch for the correspondents. In the evening, they have the very big dinner. But in the morning, Tammy Haddad, who's a wonderful, wonderful woman and a big name in D.C., puts on this fantastic brunch that's actually located in Georgetown.
Yes.
We were focused as to be the co-sponsors and the co-nonprofit with Blue Star Families.
Uh-huh.
And it was really just an unbelievable event for us. It was super generous for us to be so widely focused on.
Uh-huh.
We had Georgetown Cupcakes provided mini cupcakes with our logo.
Ah.
We had our kind of famous Dog Tag brownies that were there. The Set and Repeat had our logo, and the entire staff we were incredibly fortunate to have Father Curry and Connie introduced by Mike Rogers.
Yes.
So it was really, and then the case, the Steve Case and his wife were there as well, speaking on our behalf. So we're incredibly grateful for that opportunity.
And quite a few celebrities attended as well.
Correct. Yeah. The entire cast of Veep was there.
Yes.
Some of the people from Scandal.
Yeah.
There's kind of a DC, and Hollywood meets DC with the new TV shows. It was an unbelievable event. Diane Lane was there, and she's fantastic.
Yes.
But there was also quite a few service members that were in attendance and invited to be part of it. So I'd say there's probably about 10 service members and their wives who were part of the event as well, at least.
Fantastic. So that's more than just a party to you two, obviously, and to your cause. But it certainly is. It can't be ignored as a wonderful acceptance, a wonderful crowning achievement. You've been recognized that this is something that everyone is watching for and hoping for its success, and that it will continue, for decades to come. Do you see it that way? Because it seemed to me it was great fun, lots of smiles, great video, by the way, but it seemed to me it was more than that. What's your take on that?
No, I could not, I totally agree with what you're saying. What our focus is our mission.
Yes.
And it's that they're veterans with disabilities and their spouses. And that event for us was reaching out to the public, and we were able to speak about the needs for veterans and their families.
Uh-huh.
And, really, sometimes there's a disconnect between the veteran community and military and then the general public.
Yes.
And so we felt like it was a great stage for us to talk on behalf of our demographic and really get the message out there about where our mission is and where we need to be focusing on.
You feel you were heard?
Yes, sir, very much so.
Excellent. Justin, I know you're into partnerships and volunteers. We've talked about this before and other projects of yours. And I know we've touched on a couple of the partnerships the Dog Tag Bakery has already formed. But what are your needs for volunteers? How many do you have? And tell us what that situation is.
As of now, we've had an enormous amount of people sign up to volunteer and just call us and find ways to get involved. And we've also set up the military support committee that we spoke about earlier,
yes,
which is completely volunteer-based, the serious professionals providing their time. In the future, we will certainly have a need for volunteers, and you can go online and email us to sign up to volunteer.
Well, let's take a moment, since we've mentioned this. You, Megan, and I have talked about what's online in the video and so forth. Give us your website. I know it's a simple one, but let's give it to where people can find out more and they can see that great promotional video and even those photos of the construction, which is fabulous. Tell us where we can find you.
Sure. You can find everything on dogtagbakery.org.
There you go.
And there's also a really unique button on Dog Tag. It's a contribute button, so you can go there. Contribute to our mission also. We're still in the early stages and certainly need all the support we can get. We also have a pretty robust Facebook account that we've recently started and Twitter account, and they're both under Dog Tag Bakery also.
Okay, dogtagbakery.org.
That's cool.
Yes, Justin or Megan, it's not that we haven't touched on things like this, but sometimes people have to hear the question put in a specific way. That is the audience, not you. The goals. We've talked about a lot of things, including how you're going to literally and figuratively and philosophically follow the students beyond the school doors after the certificate is awarded and earned. But what are your goals? A short term and long term for Dog Tag Bakery?
Short term is that we want to get our education up and running. Mm. We want to get our business up and running. We want to make sure, we only have 10 students coming in, but our focus is on quality over quantity, because we believe our students deserve a quality education and a quality job opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so our focus is to make sure that we are successful in each student going through the program and getting everything possible out of it. So upon graduation, they can really start their own business and economy. And, you know, our long-term goal is to make this a nationwide organization.
Yeah.
We'd really like to open up dog tag bakeries or dog tag, bike shops, dog tag
bait and fish.
You know, the idea is that this is something that can be replicated. Father Curry and Connie are both, you know, in the baking industry. But we really feel like this is a program that can be translated across the nation and pop up all over. So whether it's a focus on military bases, other universities or just universities, we really want to be able to have the opportunity to make this more than just 10 students going through the program, but a fully operational organization where we have dog tag trucking delivering our products and being able to employ in service of as many veterans with disabilities and spouses.
You know, I'm so glad, again, Justin was making this point earlier, too. There is a much bigger picture here, and I'm glad that you have made that point again, that this really is reaching out to help the disabled veteran and spouse to build their new life. It might be any number of different disciplines and occupations and career choices, but you provide that foundation, and if you have your way, you'll be providing it in many different parts of the country.
I think one thing that's really important to always point out is, although these veterans may have a disability and their spouses and caregivers have certain challenges they have to face, everyone that goes through our program is uniquely talented and extremely ambitious. And, you know, I place a bet on anyone in our program against anyone else any day of the week, as far as accomplishing their dreams and their goals. So although they may have gotten hurt in the line of duty, I'm really confident that they're going to do amazing things once they leave our program.
Yes. They have to have the drive to even get to you, I would think. Or as you say, sometimes it's a spouse. But however we get there, it takes that is courage of a very special kind. It's one thing they take the fire for us, but to be able to, after the war, after the battle, after the wound, to keep going, it's just it's something I just admire about all veterans. As I'm not beating up on myself or ashamed of that I sang with the Army Field Band, but I just know the difference, let's put it that way. And this is such an amazing program you're putting together. I don't know how much we talked about the actual physical plant. Did we say an address of exactly where the school is going to be? Dog Tag Bakery is going to be housed? I know you're still constructing it.
We are. It's in the heart of Georgetown in Washington, D.C. It's located right off of Wisconsin, just south of M Street. So it's between M and the waterfront.
I know exactly where it is. Wow.
Yeah, it's right off of, it's actually on a side street. The address is 3206 Grace Street, G as in girl, Grace Street. And so you're able to see it while you're walking down Wisconsin towards the water. So it is a two-story building, 2,100 square feet per level. And so the bakery will be on the bottom floor, like Justin said, and there will be a cafe area to sit down as well. On the second level, we will have the administrative offices and locations, but also the classroom. And so it's going to house our program, and that's how we wanted it. We wanted one building to house our students, house our bakery, to make sure that, again, we can make this the most effective program possible.
Wow. This is so fantastic. It's just, and I know it hasn't just popped out of nowhere, but it does seem to be like all of a sudden there's this magnificent thing, and you know, it's like in the movies, but you know, it takes a lot of work, a lot of planning, negotiations, and volunteers, and meetings, and telephone calls, and visits, and handshakes, and everything, but it's certainly, it seems to be on the express track. Am I overstating that? Maybe not to you, huh?
That's a very fair question. It's interesting. Father Curry's been down here almost, for about 6 years now, and if you asked him that, he might have a harder time.
Yes.
He's been pitching this idea for quite a while.
Yeah.
But I think what you can say, or which is a fair statement, is that we really menu items, kind of involvement, and who our veterans will be. You know, as, with Father Curry, it's been wonderful and has sped things up quite a bit.
Wow. What would we see now? I know you said we can walk down Wisconsin to Gray Street and see what's there. How far along are they? Your opening date is June 16th, you say? How far along is the construction?
Our education, the curriculum aspect of our program starts on June 16th. So they'll be attending Georgetown University, getting a certificate in business fundamentals, and also with the entrepreneurship and communications focus. Be starting our speaker series. So one of the unique things we haven't talked about yet is we're bringing in dozens of business leaders throughout the community to not only speak with our students, but to develop a relationship with our students. We're only bringing in people that are going to take their call or return their email after they leave the program. So we're really excited about that aspect. The bakery is currently under construction. We hope to open up later this year. So if you were to walk by the bakery, you'd see construction workers in there hammering away, which we're really excited about.
It sounds
like we're looking at other opportunities to possibly sell things online or, you know, possibly cater or things like that in the near future.
And if anyone wants to see what it looks like, there are awesome photographs of the construction online. It's an enormous undertaking, and yet it seems that so many of the right people at the right time, as my grandmama used to say, well, when you need them, they'll show up. And it just...
Smart woman.
Yes, it just seems like, and I'm not suggesting it's been an easy path by any means, but you are joined, as many times good ideas and good people are, you are joined by people who value what the two of you are doing and who you're doing it for, and then they want to be a part of that contribution. And that, as Lincoln would have said, we're judged by the company we keep. So hats off to you. We're not really out of time, but we're getting close. Is there anything I haven't asked you or that you want to discuss? Now might be a good time to bring up something if I've missed something, even if I haven't missed it.
Sure. Undertaking we're about to start on is the Veterans Charity Challenge. We recently met with Craig Newmark, which is the founder of Craigslist, and he sponsors this. And it's for startup organizations like ours in the veteran service community. So I imagine by the time this airs, that will be live, and we're going to be collecting small donations online and spreading the word. It starts on May 23rd. So we're really excited about that. Not only is it a good way to raise a few dollars, but it's also a great way to get our name out there in the community. So we're going to be, you know, reaching out nationwide, and we hope to, you know, get our names to as many people as possible.
Excellent. I'm just making a note of that May 23rd. I didn't have that in my notes, but that's a good thing to know, and I'll do what I can on my end to make certain people hear about it. And you know, Justin, you can always send me or email me a press release. I think you've got the station email address as well, and I will, I'll get it on the air for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, because when I talk to the two of you and I hear about what you're doing, I hope you know, I don't want to get too emotional, but it takes me back to my father. My dad, it would be hard to tell from me, my dad would hardly say a half a dozen words in any conversation. And yet, he dedicated all of my adult life, while he was alive anyway, all I knew was what he did at the Veterans Administration for Veterans. And I know how important it was to him. And so when I hear the two of you, Megan and Justin, I see, you know, there are more people like that. There still exist, because I hear too many sad stories about our veterans. I hear people being ignored to death. And we've got to do better than that. We've got to be better than that. And then you two talk, come on the show and talk to me, and I go, okay, we're going to make this, you know?
Thank you.
And it's going to be all right. And I hope to get the word out to military and civilian alike that you are doing this, and it is a whole lot more than dog biscuits, that's for sure. Tell me, tell us one more time, is there a telephone number you want us to have, or just reinforce our memory with your Facebook page address and your website address, please.
Sure. is dogtagbakery.org. And like Justin mentioned, our social media, again, on our Facebook, and our handle at Twitter is just dogtagbakery.
Okay, everybody.
We love any feedback, and we'd love to hear from everybody.
Well, fantastic. I'm going to make certain we get this in downloadable podcast form to you as soon as we can. And I thank you so very much, Megan Ogilvie, and Chief Operating Officer, and Justin Ford, my old friend who's now the General Manager there at Dogtag Bakery, for all that you do for veterans and for disabled veterans and for their spouses. It's an example of the finest we can be as Americans, and I hope more people will follow the example. Thank you so very much for being on the show. And
thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Best to you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Camelot is our good deeds. Thousands of history books tell us there were four Kennedy brothers whose wealth could have freed them from any public responsibility. But sometimes the character of a man is called out beyond the warm lights of friends and family to the darkness of war dead, the uncertainty of the universe, even the dangers of segregation. Some remember where they were on December 7, 1941. Some where we were on Friday, November 22, 1963, as children will September 11, 2001. Yet sometimes memories blur the moments of who we were before and between journeys through historical wounds. Not being able to go back to before does not mean forgetting who we were. Sometimes ashes are the only foundation available on which to build a house of decent quality and people of broader vision. We were better after Thursday, November 19, 1863. Resolute after Sunday, December 7, 1941, devastated after Friday, November 22, 1963, and duped after Tuesday, September 11, 2001. Camelot didn't begin with a young widow's personal attempt to stamp her dead husband's legacy. Yes, our national Camelot was reborn January 20, 1961, when we accepted a rich kid's challenge to ask what you can do for your country, and joined his evolution from Hyannisport to the universe of space, World Peace Corps, nuclear test ban treaties, civil rights, racial equality, attack on poverty, the Medal of Freedom, and the arts. America's Camelot predates government is the problem, and Bush-Cheney treachery. And now, with Senate filibuster realignment and an Iranian first step, we may yet recapture the essence of what was known as Camelot. For 1,000 days, our reawakened souls were the full measure of our devotion to a new frontier of justice for all and our good deeds.
Thank you for continuing to listen, support, and share The Reasonable Voice with your friends. We are now accepting offers for your company or organization to advertise with us, and welcome new sponsors for The Reasonable Voice. To apply, please email us at thereasonablevoice@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us today and every day, and recommending us to all your friends, both online and offline. And please download our downloadable podcasts. I am Marcello Rolando, The Reasonable Voice, hoping you will become one of the reasonable voices heard round the world.